Well, in the bottom lands now, like around Alltown, the dewberries grow, and get out here a little bit in kind of in the hills right around, like up in around Pine Bluff. See, because we're on the hills almost here. This is poor ground here. It is terribly poor here. We're just right on the edge of the good ground. Now, the east end, now where you are down at Holiday Inn, it's good ground. But this is awful here. See, then you just go a little bit out here. See, we get in pine country here. When you get pine country, it's poor land.
Yeah.
I mean, hill land. But this is just here, then just a little bit further, then it really starts to get hilly. In fact, there's a few hills, you know, here in Pine Bluff.
That's
not much, but we just right on the edge of the hills. It's, you're going from the hills right on into the bottom land, and you go out east of town, so you're in the bottoms, and west of town, you're in the hills.
Will I get up under any hilly land in the Little Rock?
Oh, yeah, it's hilly up there, all the way between here and Little Rock. There's no good land between here and Little Rock.
There is? Well, I was driving to Stuttgart tomorrow, and I was going up to Little Rock. That's interesting.
But of course, the International Paper Company, they own thousands and thousands of acres here in Arkansas, well, you know, in pine land,
yeah,
in the hills. And not just International, there's Weyerhaeuser and then, what's the other one? Georgia Pacific.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a big company. I hate to get off on companies and things like that, but I traveled a lot in the last year or so, and it seems to me that large paper companies, more than large industries like paper companies, have really done more I don't know. It may be because they have to have so much land, but
they just about. I imagine they almost own. Well, they own practically all the hill land of Arkansas. Just about is what's not in the national forest.
Exactly.
Of course, they've got we got the Ozark National Forest, and then what's that other known? Ozark.
But if you just noticed there, I would like to have seen this country 100 years ago as it was, because there were just beautiful trees. You can see places where there, you know, where the trees still stand, in other words, where they've never been cut.
Yeah.
I don't believe there's any virgin timber anywhere left in the South.
No, very little.
There's
a few little places where they have a few, but not just a whole woods.
Around Fayetteville, there might be some.
Well, golly, it's not much up there. That's so hilly up there, Joanne. It's scrub stuff.
Well,
I mean, they don't get.
Well, I'm thinking how pretty it is up there. You
it's
have the fall
real
of the
pretty.
Year and the trees look right.
But they don't
thin
get
there.
Those enormous trees like you have down here.
Mm-hmm. What kind of trees do y'all get around here? Can you tell me what kind of will grow in the community around?
Well, in the bottom lands, of course, there's mostly hardwoods in the bottom lands.
Mm-hmm.
And because the pine grows in the hills, but of course mixed in with the pine they have hardwood, but down in the bottom land you don't get any pine.
Mm-hmm.
If it's any pine, because there's one somebody took down there and planted it out somewhere or set it out.
You got that tree with the kind of a white scaly bark and the
sycamore.
Yeah, one Zaki that's climbed up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, the sycamore and the oaks and the ash and hackberry and China bear and
what about that
walnut, pecan?
Yeah, you got pecan?
Oh gosh, yeah, they're just everywhere.
You ever eat walnuts?
Yeah.
What? Now the outside part of it, you got that soft kind of
hull on there.
Yeah.
And boy, and it'll really stain your hands up too. That if it's green.
We have some in the yard.
And then you got to crack the.
That shell.
Yeah.
Oh, that's harder. Now, these just plain old black walnuts, not that English walnut. And of course, the English walnut, I don't think we don't have any around here. What grows around here, the old black walnut?
I used to have plenty of black fingers from trying to break them things.
They're so hard to shell.
They certainly are. What about that other nut that you might kind of find in the praline? You said you got a pecan, you got those kind of long, flat.
Now, you say pecan?